Meryl?
Hi, this is Connie. I'm waiting too. I don't know what's going on. He's late.
Oh, okay. Well, it happens. Hello, Connie.
Hi. I don't know if there's a holiday going on or something I don't know about, because there's usually a couple people on by now. So anyway, I'm gonna mute and I'm just being patient and waiting. I think he waits 10 minutes is the maximum before
Okay.
he cancels the class. Okay?
All right, I'm gonna meet you.
I'll be
Okay.
waiting with you.
All right.
Good morning.
Morning, this is Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm
All
good.
good here.
Glad to hear
Okay, I'm gonna mute you.
it. Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedulachemincha. Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadbeinu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Damlem. Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatach. Et kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid geyeh, lamcha p'nei, zokre kedushatah. Yud gimel lamed, pei zayin kuf. Shavakteinu kabel, ushma tziyakateinu, yodeya talumot. Shin kufav, tzadi yudtah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emet. Notzer chesed la'alachim, noseawon wafesha, v'tata'a v'nakei. We will now connect with the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimud Le'achta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Rishu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belay lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineyau anhaga beyakalana tehaku ovada dikshot inun wikolait derif bialma. The energy of the year 56 has two aspects, one that is a revealed aspect next to the Hebrew word that translates as compensate, and the concealed aspect connects to the Hebrew word shefa, and we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying a verse, one of many verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. Today, we will be studying a verse from Exodus, chapter 9, verse 31. Wehapisha v'hasora nukata ki hasora Aviv v'hapishta givor. The translation of this verse and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear and the locust was on upon the flax. A more literal translation would be, and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was the spring barley and the flax was in bloom. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam Tastav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters, each letter out loud, in sequence, with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe ata ata heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Heya Yozala Me Be Hey Hey Reyo Hey Kome La Awa Kala Yo La Wawa Pehe La Nula Ha Yo 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 Me La Hey 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 Wa Nuta Hey Hey Ah Yo Reta Shia Hey Reyo Yo Awa Kwame Lakabe Wachire Yofe Walahe Tawako Menuda Anu Yo He Ame Reheya Yoyoza Hey 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 Meyoha Wawala Yolahe Sa'ala Reyo Ashila Meyohe Wahe Wada Nuyo Hey Hey She Ame Me Nunu A Nuyota Mebe Hey Hey Wayo Nu Meme Yo Yo La Hey Re Hey Mecha Re Wame Be Yo Hey Hey Anu Wa Me Hey Yo Name Be Me Nuko Ayo A Hey Be Wa Le A Hey Yo Be Me Hey Yo Yo Me Wa Me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo a anu da le he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me sa yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me Nu he ma a yu nu wa ta Me la he pe a yo Nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me la sa yo La he be me ka ko a la a he he wa Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 10th day of Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Magulios, Rabbi Pinchas Menachem Elazar ben Rabbi Binyamin Elazar Yustvan, Rabbi Isser Zalman ben Rabbi Baruch Peres Meltzer, Rabbi Raphael Dagosh of Libya, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, and those Tzaddikim who have chosen to leave the 11th day of Kislev, which starts tonight at sundown. Rabbi Tzvi Aryeh ben Zion ben Rabbi Yisrael Abba Rosenfeld, Rabbi Yehoshua Katz, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Halevi of Pressburg, Rabbi Simcha Ashkenazi of Dessau, Rabbi Yechiel Heller, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, We will now connect to the knee meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You are huni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye are hini wu yo hi. Ye are hini wu yo hi. Ye are hini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo are huni wu yo ho. Yo are huni wu yo ho. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. The abridged Kaddish, which we utilize as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today. But first, we will say Shema Yisrael. So please close your eyes or cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Kaddish. Itkadavid Kadashime Rabba. Then we all say Amen. Be Almadi Rakirute Amlik Malchute Bechayeho Nubiomecho Uvachaye. De Kol Beit Yisrael Bagala Uvizman Kariv. Ibarafish Tabak, Ibarvit Romam, Ibnase, Vita Darvita Levi, Talal, Shumede Kucha, the Elamin Kobir Kata, the Shirata, Ustechata, the Nechemata, the Amiran, the Alma, the Shwama Rabba Min Shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O'seh shalom b'imromav u'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class will be on the subject of Hanukkah. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every YesShem webpage. When the unique astrological times landing page opens up, scroll down about 2 inches to the section titled Hanukkah, and we will start with the first link, which is Hanukkah handout. And this is explaining some of the deeper kavanot involved in the Hanukkah blessings. And we will start with an additional Lashem Yehud, since we grounded the energy with the book Shem verse in the Shema. Lashem Yehud kud shabri chu ishkin te bid hilu urshimu ud hilu ud hilu urshimu. Le'akta Lashem yud he bovav he. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah. La'asot Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai lohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu karenei aleinu maasei yadeinu karenei. What so often turns people off from Torah is not seeing how the lessons of age, old religion, have any value and relevance to modern day life. This turnoff is both applicable and true when it comes to the study of Kabbalah. Today, Kabbalah is being taught to the masses by teachers that have not experienced the depth and the power that the Kabbalah holds for people. If the teacher has not experienced it, the student will not ever experience it. This is especially true with respect to this teaching of the Ner Yehudim. The word Ner means candle, and this is the unity of the candle. Weak-minded, lazy, and other narcissistic types are the only ones attracted to this type of hype. Adding to the already existing problem, sincere, hardworking, Torah-faithful individuals fail to see the relevance in authentic Kabbalah's multiple layers of concealing metaphors. Most are also somewhat frightened away by the terrible name that now has become attached to the Kabbalah. This is due to the infiltration of the positive system by the Satan and his minions. This leaves the authentic and authoritative Kabbalah in a pretty sad and bad place, perverted and abused, misunderstood, rejected and abandoned by those in the Torah community who should indeed embrace it. My commentary. Not only does it need to be embraced, it is the only method available to avoid the Armageddon war. Please learn this Yehudim and others, and use them often. We cannot address all issues within the short form of this essay. However, there is one thing we can do. We can look at one simple, in-depth Kabbalistic metaphor, a Yehud meditation performed during prayer, especially during the holiday of Hanukkah, and its nightly and daily prayers that most people do not understand today, even in the Orthodox minyans. We can see, and Hanukkah adds, we will see how this very profound metaphor, when analyzed correctly, can be shown to relate to us a very relevant and profound lesson of psychology. Indeed, this is exactly what Kabbalah has always meant to be, the psychology of Torah and the Jewish people. My commentary. The Hasidic movement, as taught by the Baal Shem Tov, has been teaching this idea that Kabbalah and psychology are very much unified. Actually, in my opinion, this is not fully correct. There is a deeper level than the psychology aspect. When the world is ready, this will be taught publicly, while now it is being taught to individuals. The following essay on the Yehud Ner, on the light, I pray will show us just how psychological Kabbalah is supposed to be, how so much unlike, and I am adding, the intellectual and the cult forms that it really is, and how valuable it is to kosher and sincere Torah-faithful individuals, and worthy of our rescuing it from the hands of the abusers. To begin with, the Arizal coined a meditative term called a Yehud, a unification. This is a type of visual contemplative meditation when one visualizes in one's mind certain holy names of God and merges them together, usually by intertwining the letters of their spelling to create new names that incorporate the letters, and thus the meanings and metaphors of both names combined. My commentary. The intertwining of the letters of two or more words allows a spiritual connection of opposites, since it occurs in the physical world in a physical mind. There is more to this discussion. Know that this mechanism was taught as early as Abraham the Patriarch in the Sefer Yetzirah, although not usually taught today from that book, although we do in the Yeshem website. A simpler, more natural way. As we perform this contemplative task within the confines of our human minds, we are taught that our thoughts reverberate through different dimensions and worlds and actually cause the supernal spiritual integration and unification of the realities represented by these names above. Thus, our minds create the spiritual unification of opposites, or draw near that which is spiritually far apart. And thus the term Yehud, unification meditations. My commentary. Understand this well, as it is a very useful tool. It applies to names of God and unifying your soul with Hashem as well, even if you have not yet achieved the level of a tzaddik. It will only work if you are sufficiently cleansed. In earlier generations, this technique would cause a great amount of chaos. Today, due to the fall of our spiritual level, the technique just does not work rather than create chaos. This is part of the reason that the commentary by Rabbi Bar Sadak is written in such an accusing manner. One of the most important Yichudim performed daily during the conclusion of the Amidah prayer, when we recite the words, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who blesses your people Israel with peace." And this is called the Yichud Ner, the unification of the light. The Yichud is performed when we recite the word Shalom at the end of this bracha. The reason why this is called Ner, light, is twofold. First, the numerical value of the six holy names involved with this contemplative meditation adds up to 250, which is the normal gematria value of the word Ner, or light. Second, the concept of integration represented by the merging of these holy names defines what for authentic Kabbalah is spiritual light. Thus, this Yehud Ner is performed for the sake of shining the light of the divine into the consciousness of man. This is, after all, the true meaning of peace, shalom, and thus defines why this Yehud is performed when we recite the word shalom in the Amidah. My commentary. The Hebrew word ner has many meanings. One is spiritual light, as described above. Another is the English word candle, which relates to light on a physical level. Also, two acronyms come from ner, nefesh and ruach, as well as neshama and ruach, depending on which direction you are going. It can also be the root of the word for youth. In reverse order, the letters spell the word Ran, which is translated as one of the many forms of song. The procedure of the Yehud is as follows. First, one should visualize and contemplate the holy names Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. This sacred name of names represents Hashem's essence of manifest power that enables life and our universe to exist. The name implies pure being above and beyond the ability of contemplation to grasp. nevertheless still active and purposeful in guiding every detail in creation. The numerical value of this holy name is 26. We begin by merging the letters Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke with the letters of another sacred name, Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke, Echie. This holy name represents that aspect of Hashem which is concealed and yet acts as the primary mover of things, whereas Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke is the manifest power of Hashem. Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke, Echie, is the concealed source of that power. The two intertwine with one another is a body-soul relationship. Indeed, that is what this Yichud comes to accomplish, a bonding of the concealed and revealed aspects within Hashem himself. In essence, our contemplation is to imbue the holy name Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke with the power to act, and all things receive their power from their source above. Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke is said to be the name which is the source of the power within the name Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke. Thus, by uniting the two, we create the manifestation of divine energy, which previously was concealed and non-active. The name Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke, Echie, is said to correlate to the Sephirot of Keter, which is the spark, the seed, and the source of all things to come. Keter is the ultimate unmanifest potential within Hashem. When uniting this name of Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke, Echie, with Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, we are imbuing the Keter with the power to pass on its potential into the realm of action. The numerical value of this holy name, Aleph-Ke-Yud-Ke, is 21. A simpler, more natural way. Once we contemplate upon arousing Hashem's concealed potential to activate it into manifest power, we must first balance the polarities of the right and the left sephirotic columns. As we know, Hashem is the author of all things, both good and evil, blessing and curse, light and darkness, mercy and severity. A mere generic arousal to manifest Hashem's divine hand, energy and action, might produce a manifestation of judgment, of severity, of curse, and punishment, chas v'shalom. We are not all worthy by definition to simply receive divine blessing without merit. Calling upon Hashem to manifest himself, therefore, might be a dangerous thing if we do not specify through our meditative, contemplative process what exactly it is we are trying to accomplish. In order to alleviate the manifestation of divine judgment and to arouse the manifestation of divine justice and even possibly mercy, we do the following. We again visualize the holy name Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, and this time merge it with the letters of the holy name Elohim. This is the name which metaphorically signifies Hashem's power of judgment. This is the name used in the creation story and signifies the power of limitation and form, and thus law, justice, severity, and harshness. These forces are summed up by the Hebrew word din, judgment, and most adequately describes what the name Elohim represents. In order to mitigate divine just judgment, it must be sweetened. The process of this sweetening is as described above. We visualize the name Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke and merge it with the letters of Elohim. Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, which is Hashem's pure being, essentially manifests Hashem's force of mercy in the universe. Therefore, by joining the letters of the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei to the letters of the name Elohim, we are in essence neutralizing the forces of severity inherent in the name Elohim and eliminating the potential of their manifestation upon our heads. Again, as we perform this in our minds, a corroborative manifestation is made above in the supernal spiritual planes. The name Elohim in this meditation also corresponds to the aspects of the mind, specifically the Sephirah of Chokhmah, Bina, and the semi-desk Sephirah of Dat. The mind is the human faculty that defines, distinguishes, differentiates, and separates one aspect of human reality from another. Therefore, in this Yehud Ner, the mind is associated with the name corresponding to judgment. Judgment itself is the archetypal act of separation of man from man and man from God. The numerical value of the holy name Elohim is 86. Once we have called into manifestation Hashem's concealed potential, by meditatively visualizing a unity of the two names, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Aleph-Kei-Yud-Kei, and once we have balanced this manifestation, that it reveals Hashem's mercy and justice and not his severity. By the Yehud of the two names, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Elohim, we are now ready to bring this meditative visualization exercise to its conclusion. This is a very important spiritual lesson. Many times in the Tanakh, the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is followed by the second name of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The reader is told to pronounce the first Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei as Adonai, which is the usual manner to pronounce Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Whenever it is seen in the Torah or the Tanakh scrolls, the second Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is pronounced Elohim by the reader. Why is this the tradition? It is the mystical relationship of Sephirot and the discussion of light and vessel. If one of these Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is the light and one the vessel, then we are manifesting light in the vessel of severe judgment. When we manifest the light in the vessel of Elohim, we connect to sweeten the judgment or justice, as discussed above. Remember, every word in the Torah is relating to a sephirah, to a light and vessel relationship. This also applies to our own words. Even common everyday conversation, we do not realize this. It is truly part of the illusion. Look at how this applies in your everyday life and learn to be aware of the reality and not the illusion. Doing the Ner Yehud assists you in achieving this. This, of course, is the manifestation into our physical world of space-time. In order to accomplish this, we must now introduce the final holy name of the six of this Yehud. This holy name is Adonai, Aleph Daled Nun Yud. The name of God we recite during prayer. The name Adonai represents the manifestation of Hashem here in our universe. This name of Hashem signifies Hashem's rule over the heavens and the earth, and the subtle manifestation of divine light through the various forms of the laws and acts of nature. This name of Hashem is how we refer to him here in our present state of physical being and spiritual exile. As we know, the name of Hashem throughout the Torah is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yet we today always refer to him as Adonai, Aleph Daled Nun Yud. These two names have a very important relationship. It is through the name Aleph Daled Nun Yud, Adonai, that Hashem reveals himself in our world today. The name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is concealed within Adonai. The two names form a body-soul relationship. My commentary. The connecting term body-soul is a Kabbalistic vocabulary that is easily misunderstood. Here are a few other terms to help you start to internalize the full understanding. Body is external, soul is internal. Mind, heart. Which is internal and which is external for you? Clothing and the body. Heaven and earth. Me and you. Which is the internal? Ish and Isha. In Hebrew, is man and woman. How does this relate to husband and wife, or wives? Where is the justice in multiple wives, but not multiple husbands? House and home, form and substance, or essence, upper worlds and lower worlds, crown and stem of the male sex organ. Hashem acts in his power, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, yet in our present human state, the full manifestation of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei would be too intense of a spiritual revelation for us. When the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is revealed unsheathed by Adonai, we have events of the likes of biblical miracles, such as the 10 plagues, the parting of the Red Sea or the Yam Suf, and other overwhelming changes in the forces of nature. However, if these miraculous interventions are undeserved, then rather than manifest acts of miraculous divine mercy, the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei can in turn manifest divine wrath, even though it itself is essentially a name signifying mercy. If and when mankind is worthy, then Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei manifests its essential attribute of mercy, as intended. If not, then the name can become a very powerful tool of divine wrath. And this was experienced when the temples were destroyed in Jerusalem, and the Jewish people were exiled to Babylon, and then later to Rome. My commentary. Remember, there are no terms such as mercy, wrath, on the divine level. There is just a vessel too weak or small to handle the revelation of the energy of the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei unclothed by the Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Learn this lesson well so that you never get trapped into the religious worldview of a wrathful, angry God. This is one of Satan's most powerful tools. It is easy to overcome when you realize that there is no morality in the Tanakh. Even when words of morality are used, like Tov and Ra, good and evil. In order to avoid this expression of divine wrath through the passage of what should be divine mercy, the name Aleph Daled Nun Yud comes along and acts as a sheath to filter and lessen the light of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and to make it palatable for use here in our physical space-time dimension. This lessening of reception of divine light due to our sins is the definition of spiritual exile. And I am adding, it is also the definition of physical exile. Our purpose in uniting the two names, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is to slowly but surely restore the level of divine mercy through the appropriate channels. Therefore, we intertwine the letters of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, signifying the union of divine mercy and our dimension of space-time. I am adding that this can be and is beneficial to do every time we see the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and say the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, whether in prayer or in conversation. This is the third and final step of the Yichud Ner. With this visualization, we contemplate the manifestation of Hashem's invisible essence, now revealed Echye and balanced with Elohim in our realm of Adonai. This is the true definition of divine light, thus the Ner. And I am adding, Ner is spelled Nun Resh. Being that the union of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud unify the heavens and the earth, they correspond to the seven lower Sephirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. The numerical value of the name Adonai is 65. Now let us add up these numbers. And I am adding, using gematria is an appropriate way. The numerical value of the intertwined name Aleph Kei Yud Kei Yud Kei Vav Kei together equals 47. The numerical value of the intertwined name Yud Kei Vav Kei Elohim together equal 112. The numerical value of the intertwined name Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is equal to 91. 47 plus 112 plus 91 is 250. This is the numerical value of Nun Resh, Ner, and thus the name of this Yehud meditation. Here is an additional kernel of gematria information. Every man has 248 parts of his body and 365 sinews in his body. Together they make up the 613 parts of his body and soul. This is not true for women. A woman has 252 parts of her body. When a man and woman are in unity, there are 500 parts of the unified whole, representing the two lights of male and female. My teachers have all said they have never read the names of the additional parts. As a man who is between marriages, I contemplated the names of these parts since it is inappropriate for me to visualize these parts, according to the halakha. In my opinion, the names of the four parts are the birth canal, the womb, and the left and right fallopian tubes. Now that we have described this meditation in practice, let me explain it psychologically and show how this Yehud is actually a mental exercise for mental spiritual development, as well as a prayer of the heart to reach out to bond with Hashem. We must know and understand that what we call psychological development and spiritual development are essentially one and the same. The meaning of tikkun, rectification, is actually the correction of the human personality and the characters and its alignment with the supernal divine in whose image we were created. In other words, spiritual growth by definition means character development and refinement of personality. For one to be the absolute best human being and individual one can be. This is the whole purpose of Torah, mitzvot, Kabbalah, and meditation. Anyone teaching otherwise simply has not grasped the essence of the Torah. My commentary. Obviously, according to Rabbi Bar Sadak, I have not grasped the essence of Torah, since I agree that personality and character development is the purpose of psychological development and mental development of a human being. I do not agree that this process increases the desire, which is the consciousness of a human being. This is the higher level that I have referred to earlier. Ultimately, a human being will grow his or her unified desire to be capable of revealing all of the attributes of the Creator, which is the true essence of being closer to the Creator. Yehud Ner is much more than a visualization exercise aimed at influencing spiritual supernal energies. Yehud Ner is a construct to teach us about ourselves and how it is that we better ourselves. The names Aleph Ke Yud Ke, Elohim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and Yud Ke Vav Ke all represent elements within the human experience. To be brief, each of these names acts as the source for that which is directly beneath it, within the framework of the human makeup. My commentary. Please note that there were six names referred to above, yet only four are listed here. That's because we use Yud-Ke Vav-Ke two additional times. One when we intertwine with Elohim, and once when we intertwine with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Thus, we utilize six names of Hashem. Are the three names of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke the same consciousness? I will leave this for you to contemplate. That our sources are unknowable essence, our personal Sephirot, Keter, our inner higher self, corresponding to this attribute, is the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke. Yet the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke is the source and underlying influence over the entire human mind. Therefore, psychologically, the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke represents the aspect of the human mind. The name Elohim which denotes judgment, division, distinction, and separation, underlies both our conscious and unconscious mental processes. We are almost never aware of what is happening in our unconscious. All we can perceive are moods and feelings. Therefore, the name Elohim psychologically represents the heart, the seat of our human emotions. The name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai, as said above, represents our physical universe. As such, this name comes to psychologically represent the third and lowest aspect of the human structure, our physical bodies and its wants and needs. Last but not least, we turn to the name Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. This name, which as we see imbues and embraces all the others, psychologically represent the aspect of the human spirit, the highest of all four human components, the one most ignored and forgotten by us. The four names therefore come to represent: the spirit is Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, the mind is Aleph Ke Yud-Ke, the heart is Elohim, the body is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. My commentary, I would attach different level names, which are soul and mind. The upper worlds of Yud and He of the, or the Gimel, Rishonot, the upper three of Keter, Chachma, and Bina, of the Keter, of me and you. The emotions are the six ends, and the four would be body. We have reached this point in our teaching. We've actually exceeded a little more of the teaching than in earlier years, but that's a good thing. I would like to stress that we will be giving you additional information that wasn't available in your earlier years about this meditation and how to utilize it, not only with the word shalom, but in the lighting of the candle, Hanukkah candles. It's important for us to make use of this meditation, to learn it well, so that it becomes something that we truly can visualize in our minds and do not need the papers to visualize it. Does anyone have any questions? This afternoon at 3 p.m. West Coast time, we will have a class in advanced reincarnation. And tomorrow at 4:30, we will have our Deeper Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., we will have an essay on by the Ari on the Parasha of Vayishlach. If there are no other questions, I bid you all a wonderful week, Shavua Tov, a good afternoon, and truly a blessed life. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Gadol, thank you.